In less blatant cases, there's still a kind of negotiation that often goes on. In the workplace, for example, there's often a tension over whether an employee can socialize with a boss or refer to him or her on a first name basis. If two friends have a reciprocal transaction, like selling a car, it's well known that this can be a source of tension or awkwardness. In dating, the transition from friendship to sex can lead to, notoriously, to various forms of awkwardness, and as can sex in the workplace, in which we call the conflict between dominance, a dominant and a sexual relationship, sexual harassment. Well, what does this have to do with language? Well, language, as a social interaction, has to satisfy two conditions. You have to convey the actual content. Here we get back to the container metaphor. You want to express the bribe, the command, the promise, the solicitation, and so on. But you also have to negotiate and maintain the kind of relationship you have with the other person. And the solution, I think, is that we use language at two levels. The literal form signals the safest relationship with the listener, whereas the implicated content, the reading between the lines that we count on the listener to perform, allows the listener to derive the interpretation which is most relevant in context, which possibly initiates a changed relationship.